Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Shelter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to The Butterfly Moment, my favorite time of the week, because this is, without a doubt, the best job in the world. Next to yours, Carrie. My name is John Shelter.
Hi, and I'm Carrie Hall.
And it's the show that talks to extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's the show that believes in the butterfly moment. That time when the caterpillar leaves the cocoon and realizes that it is much more than a thought. That it's one of the most beautiful creatures on earth. And best of all, it can fly. Before we get to our incredible guest today, I've got a question, as I asked every week. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would your life be like if it had more passion, more power, more purpose? More importantly, what is your butterfly moment? Carrie and I are life coaches, and we would love to give you a free session. That's 55 minutes focused totally on you. So we could talk about your hopes and dreams, what may be standing in your way, what kind of strategies we could put together for you to get there. Before we get to our guests, I want to tell you a story. It's a great example, and I didn't think of it. A gentleman named Price Pritchard did. And he was at his office, and he was looking out the window, and he saw a fly in the corner. And it was buzzing. I know you've seen these plenty of times yourself, trying to escape into the fresh air. And it was banging its head against, and it was buzzing its last sounds of life, trying to get where he wanted to go. Little did he know that this poor fly, that literally 3 feet underneath him was an open window, and that there was a path of least resistance, and that with a little change in strategy, he could get where he wanted to go. He could get the achievement of his dreams. So think about your life, and think about those areas where you may be knocking your head against the wall. Is this strategy working? Are you battling against yourself? I would invite you to go to our website, Butterfly Life Coach, and give us a call, whether it's a question that you'd like us to ask on our Q&A days, whether it's a opportunity to have your first free session. It's your opportunity to develop a strategy to become not a cocoon, but a butterfly warrior. Well, our next guest is one of my favorite people. And she's got a wonderful passion. She's got a wonderful message. And we're so excited to have her here today. And Carrie's going to have an opportunity to tell a little bit about her background and what she's doing and some of her own butterfly moments and her wonderful, wonderful organization. Carrie, tell us the listeners about Pamela Ayers.
Thank you, John. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We have Pamela Ayers with us today. She's one of our favorite people. She's also president of FAR Therapeutic Arts and Recreation, and they specialize in therapeutic breakthroughs, right, Pam?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's our pleasure, Pam. Pam's been in nonprofit management for over 10 years, and has been with FAR for about 3. Right, Pam?
Actually, I'm at about 4 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And what Pam does is she manages the day-to-day activities of FAR, focusing on program growth and fundraising. And if you would see Pam's smile, you would know why she's so good at fundraising, and you'd be handing over your wallet to her. Like a lot of great sponsors. sisters do. Pam has done so many unique and interesting things in her life, but two things that I just love to talk about is that she studied at the Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City, and she's also certified in protocol and etiquette by the Protocol School in D.C., Washington, D.C. How fun is that, Pam?
Well, it definitely helps with my day-to-day over at FAR.
Yeah. It makes me nervous to go out to eat with you. I know that. Anyway, I just wanted to say that FAR was formed in 1951 by parents of cognitively impaired children. At that time, it was friends and relatives, hence FAR, F-A-R. And today, they're located in the First Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, which is an amazing location and also just wonderful people.
We couldn't do it without the support of First Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
We also have a location in Macomb County at St. Thomas More Presbyterian Church, and we provide our services as well in 9 school systems.
Wow, that's great, Pam. And that's how you get to help 1,200 people with special needs.
Yep, so we went from basically 7 children to 1,200 children in 65 years.
But not just children, also senior adults as well. Yeah, and so these are just people that face an array of challenges, some physical, some emotional, some intellectual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you do so many fun things.
Yeah, actually, FAR is a pretty special place. We use creative arts, therapy, and recreational experiences as therapeutic tools to develop the people with special needs. Really, our goal is to help them become individuals, teammates, family members, and members of the community at large.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen with some of your amazing events, like one of our favorite is FAR Fa-La-La, and that takes place right before Christmas, usually.
Yep, in November. And again, another group that's so supportive to us is the Seligman Performing Arts Center at Detroit Country Day.
They
gift us the space, and all of their staff volunteer their time. It's a pretty amazing event.
Hmm. But the event is so amazing. I have goosebumps just talking about it. And it's so cool to see from year to year the kids just grow in confidence and courage and talent.
Pam, I've got a question. Because the Butterfly Foundation itself offers the same kind of thing, utilizing the arts as kind of therapy for whatever the kids need, you know, whether they're at risk or whether they have more profound disabilities. How did that all come about, that theory? Who is behind, you know, it's very unique, I think, to use the arts
as therapy. Art therapy, music therapy, recreational therapy.
Well, yes, it's very unique. And unlike education on a particular subject, at FAR, the focus is less on the subject and more on the client's development. So in other words, at FAR, the subject of the study is the means of achieving a therapeutic goal.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like some kids communicate better through music or dance or art?
Yeah, I mean, we have some clients who are nonverbal, that are autistic and they're nonverbal, but they can sing.
Mm-hmm.
They can get up on stage and they can sing.
They can.
It's unbelievable, but because it awakens something inside of them that gives them the opportunity to perform.
Wow. Hmm. And it's beautiful. It's just so beautiful to see. But you also have a hockey team.
Yep, that's part of our rec.
The FAR Flyers?
Yep, a big part of what we do, we have the creative arts therapy, but we also have recreational therapy. And a lot of times kids are left out of situations. One particular client said to me once, and we have him on our website if you want to learn a little bit more about him. His name's Anthony, and he's one of our FAR Flyers. He's been skating for years with us. And he just wants to be part of a team. And so many times these kids don't have that opportunity because of their special need. So he just wants to make some friends and be part of a team.
That's so cool. And, you know, families, they find a home there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really becoming more of a community center. We're trying to offer additional opportunities. One thing we do is we have some different group sessions that include siblings. So if there's a typical developing sibling, they can work as a volunteer and help out. Our musical theater groups, our Footlight Fun and Spotlight Theater, are both musical theater groups that have siblings participate. And it's really kind of special because it gives the typical developing teenager in the group an opportunity to see what their brothers or sisters are doing and be part of it.
I just want to say that we are speaking with Pamela Ayers. She's president of FAR Therapeutic Arts and Recreation. And if you if you have questions, please go to info@far-therapy.org. Or to learn more, you can log on to the web address. It's far-therapy.org or call. Call and speak with Pamela at 248-646-3347.
Pamela, if any of our listeners out there, if they had a friend or a relative that has had some sort of challenge or need or that type of thing, how do they know if FAR is for them? What is the process of application, of interview, or whatever for somebody out there that needs your program, that wants to get involved?
I would highly recommend giving us a call, maybe learn a little bit more about us by visiting the website. Mm-hmm. And then if you have somebody in your life that has a special need that you think would benefit from art or music therapy, give us a call and we would set that person up with an evaluation. And our evaluation, then they would work with either a music or an art therapist or a rec therapist. They'd go through an evaluation process and then we would go back to the caregiver and say, this is our suggestions. This is where we think this child could benefit. We'd probably start a new client somebody new with doing some individual music or art therapy sessions or rec therapy sessions. And then hopefully maybe someday actually have them part of a group because then that really helps them with socializing, making friends and, you know, being part of something.
Mm. That's awesome, Pam. Just once again, I would like to say that if you would like to log on to the web address, it's far-therapy.org to learn more. Or you can call at 248-646-3347. Pam, are there any scholarships available?
We do have scholarship opportunities. They're very limited because we're towards the end of our fiscal year, but we do have some scholarship opportunities. And all the scholarship information is also available on the website, or feel free to give us a call, and we'll make sure that you get that. Over 30% of our clients are on scholarship, so it's a large portion of what we do. So if it wasn't for the support of different organizations or different foundations supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Also, I would like to say that all your art therapists have master's degrees
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To become a music, art, or rec therapist, the schooling is pretty intense. These are very educated individuals.
And dedicated. And to see your therapist up on stage with their clients, oh my gosh. Yeah. I just recommend everybody go to
FAR Friends and Fa-la-la.
Thanks, Pam.
Last year, our theme was the British Invasion.
Oh,
so
it was so good.
It was pretty amazing when we opened the show and we had those beautiful girls come out on stage and do that Petula Clark medley. Mm-hmm. And for this coming November, the event is Wednesday, November 16th. We've got, you know, a pretty amazing show already in the works.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you rehearse all year? You decide on a theme and rehearse all year?
We start to think about it mm-hmm. around now. Mm-hmm. Usually we really start actively after our camps. One thing that is I'd love to talk about a little bit is our camp opportunities. Kids with special needs, sometimes when school's over, it's really difficult because they want that regiment and, you know, to be thrown off. So we found out that during the summer, we needed to really provide some great special needs camps. We have three different camps. We have Camp Sing Out, which is an inclusion musical theater group. It's pretty special and it's very unique because each a client has their own individual peer mentor. That's their theater buddy, we call them. Uh-huh. And they're on stage with them. They help them learn their lines. They help them learn their dances. And they're right there on stage. They're just there to be their buddy.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty amazing. Last year, we did Alice in Wonderland. This year, we're doing Peter Pan. So it's really a special, special camp. And, you know, you develop friendships. And these kids from the community, they want to come back year after year because of the opportunity to work so closely. Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
and
I
have to say thank you to Carrie because Carrie generally does professional actors headshots. Which,
yes, all the children deserve a headshot.
Carrie's got many, many talents. She is a great photographer.
You're only as good as your subject. Mm-hmm. But Pam, you also have Friday night parties. You have bowling, you have ice skating.
Yeah, we have a lot of great opportunities for our clients to socialize.
What about volunteering opportunities?
Well, FAR couldn't, just like we can't do what we do without the support of donors. We can't do what we do without individual volunteers. We used over 100 volunteers last year in different capacities, whether or not it's volunteering in one of our groups weekly, or, I mean, we obviously can't do the FAR Friends and Falala event if we didn't have amazing volunteers. Friday night parties. Friday night parties are really special. Again, so many times our special needs community is left out of opportunities. And we thought, hey, everybody wants to go to a party. So once a month, we throw a party. We have a DJ and we have food and there's a theme and there's games.
No, is that the Friday night party?
Yeah, that's okay. The Friday night parties once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could also volunteer to be a clerical assistant. You could be on the board. You could be on committees. You could be a peer mentor.
Oh, yeah. We have lots and lots of volunteers. Like I said, I mean, we used over 100 volunteers last year.
Wow.
And if you're out there in the community and you like to skate and you play hockey, we use a lot of volunteers for the Michigan FAR Flyers.
Right, to help coach. John, I'm going to let you get a word in edgewise. Go for it.
Well, I've got some questions, if I may. No, they're kind of academic, but I think there's some confusion out there in a position, and a person in your position could clear a lot of things up. Tell us about autism. You know, I mean, it is a big, I don't want to say problem, it's a big challenge, right?
Well, there's definitely a lot more diagnosis going on right now. 40% of the clients that we serve at FAR are on the have ASD, are on the autism spectrum, have autism spectrum disorder. And, you know, there's all kinds of rumors out there on why and what. And, you know, we just work very closely with our clients to give them the opportunity. And one thing that's really cool about music therapy is a lot of our autistic kids really are gifted when it comes to music.
That's what really blew my mind when I went to the concert, to just look at these kids and their performances, you know, just their grace on stage and just like you're saying, pure talent, just blew me away. And any notion of disability or anything like that was just gone, completely gone. And it is just so inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably recall our brother and sister team that did Penny Lane and Eleanor Rigby, and they played 8 instruments between the two of them. I mean, it was mind-blowing, starting with the violin to piano to percussion. I mean, Alex and Anna.
Right.
And, you know, Alex's mom, we talked to her a lot. She's a very, very big advocate for FAR. And one thing she said is it's where Alex can stand toe-to-toe with his peers is through music. And he can stand toe to toe with his peers, and that's really pretty
empowering.
That's a pretty big aha moment. Like, wow,
that's a butterfly.
He's going to graduate. He's a senior this year, and we're so proud of everything that he accomplished.
Isn't that wonderful.
Well, yeah. Another question that I had is, the parents of these kids are so special. Mm-hmm. You know, I still think of that daddy daughter dance or kind of thing, or what you had at the end. Tell us a little bit about what you've observed in the parenting of these kids and what it takes and how special they are.
Well, I mean, I think that the thing is sometimes people look and say, oh, I feel so bad for them. Don't feel bad for these parents. Mm-hmm. They're raising these amazing human beings. These people, just because they have a special need, doesn't mean that they're not special. I mean, they're so special. So, I mean, there's challenges every day. And I mean, there's different extremes on behavior issues and things like that. But parents just seem to really rise up to the occasion. And, you know, like I said, we're trying to make FAR more of a community center now and offer a lot more opportunities for our families. You know, we bring in speakers to talk about financial planning for people with special needs. And, you know, we just recently had Dr. Lori Warner from the Hope Center and the Center for Human Development come and speak with our staff about autism to kind of, you know, figure out, like, you know, some of the best ways to work with kids with developmental disorders.
Yeah, the education never stops. Mm-hmm. Pam, tell us about some of your donors. I know Kroger Company of Michigan is huge, Detroit Red Wings. the Joe Koser Foundation, the Ted Lindsay Foundation for Autism. We're always seeing Ted and his beautiful wife, Joanne, at all your events.
Yeah. Actually, this it's kind of cool. We just received a grant from Mr. Lindsay, and he purchased new guitars for all of our staff and a set of drums. So next year when you come, or actually this year in November when you come to Far Friends, you'll see our beautiful new drum set in action.
Beautiful. We're going to have a hoot nanny.
He saw that there was a need, and you know, our therapist really deserved to have, you know, good materials to work with. So he saw a need, and we were able to get those.
Oh,
so we couldn't do it without our donors. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization. And
I know you partner with Variety, the children's charity.
Yep, we actually have an event coming up with Variety. It's called Shine, and it's a special needs fashion show that's sponsored by Somerset Collection.
Now, where is that? When is that?
March 6th.
March 6th, okay.
In the South Pavilion. We have clients performing, and then our Far Friends hit the runway with some kids from Variety, from their My Electrical Center, and also Bloomfield Hills Camp, which is another special needs camp. So we're working together.
Wow.
And it's a really, really special occasion. And then Felicia's Salon in Birmingham does hair and makeup for the young ladies.
Oh, my goodness, how wonderful.
And
I'm sure our Detroit magazine will be there to help sponsor, take
photos.
Also, I know you get a lot of help from the U of M Ross School of Business and just individuals like John Ashcraft, who's amazing.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your board of directors.
Diana Ayers, Christine Phillips, Janet Windsor.
Well, we have an amazing board. We really made a commitment to expand FAR's footprint and start servicing more people, and we couldn't do it without the support of the board. So we're being very strategic on our growth. I mean, one of my personal goals, and the board has backed me on it, is that we need to start serving the Wayne County special needs community. So how are we going to do that? How are we going to expand? But I mean, every board member has a different role. We're always looking to expand our board. But, you know, John Ashcraft, who was a past chair, he spent 300 hours at least, if not more, on helping us rewrite our website, managing it. And now we have this beautiful new website that we just launched on January 2nd.
The website is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then you have the photography by Lori Tennant Studios. Just
Lori's on our board, and all the beautiful photography.
Unbelievably beautiful photography. It really brings out the spirit of the kids.
Yeah.
I bet they enjoy the whole photographing process. And
just so that we're clear, could you spell out, it's F-A-R, what is the URL?
FAR-therapy, therapy.org. And or you can just Google us and put in FAR Therapeutic Arts and we'll come up.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're getting to the magic question that we ask all of our wonderful guests. Would you be willing to share with us your butterfly moment, that time that you had a transformation of sorts where you had a realization about yourself and the career as it relates to the passion you're expressing right now?
Well, it took a little while, I'd say a couple months really, to get settled in at FAR. But I can tell you when I realized the very first time that this was where I wanted to be for the rest of my life and try to make a difference to our clients that we serve was at FAR Friends and Fa La La the first year. I came on in June, and that was in November. And seeing the pride of the audience members was unbelievable, because we were giving the audience, their families, an opportunity to see their children have joy. And, you know, no matter what age, whether it's, you know, we had Adia this year who is 3 years old up to, you know, Jeremy who's in his 40s. So we have a wide range of people on stage. It didn't matter. It was all about that their parents had this intense pride because they could see the joy that their children had. And that's really what FAR focuses on. You'll never see, you know, sadness in anything that we produce, as in, like, you know, our website or anything, because we never want to feel sorry for our clients.
We're
bringing
lives.
Joy to their lives.
Oh my goodness. And they in turn bring so much joy to our lives.
Yeah. You know, before we finish, we're kind of goes so fast, I tell you, but I want to give a shout out to a very special person. And it's your son, Christian.
Christian.
He is an amazing kid. He works with the children there at FAR wonderfully. And he is so talented and smart in so many different ways. But best of all, He's a great drummer.
And he has an amazing sense of humor.
Yes, he's a pretty special kid. And I think he also believes mom's in the right place because he really does enjoy being part of the FAR community. And, you know, he's established some friendships with some of the clients that we serve.
Yeah, and Christian is like the mayor of FAR.
Well, he's kind of like the big brother.
Yeah.
And it's so cool how he interacts with them and helps them out and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. We'll have to have him on the show.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Christian can teach us all a little bit about philanthropy.
Yeah. Yeah. And volunteering. You know, April is National Volunteer Month. So anybody out in the community, no matter what your passion might be, like think about that and say, you know what, I'm going to get my kids out into the community and we're going to go do something special, whether it's, you know, helping with animals or people or whatever. But teaching our kids young the importance of giving back to the community is very important. So many times so many kids have everything they need. So I think it's really important to start them young.
That's
and
wonderful,
make sure they
Pam.
Give back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you've done that.
Yeah, real quick before we go, let's say there's some young lady out there who's in high school or college or that type of thing and wants to serve in this way. What advice would you give to her?
Figure out what your passion is. And if it's you want to become a music therapist or an art therapist, if you or a rec therapist, you know, do the study hard and get the education. On our website, there's actually all the different links to all the different organizations that provide music, art and therapy backgrounds. And there's some amazing schools out there.
Well, thank you so much, Pam,
for coming, and thanks for making a difference at FAR and just providing creative arts, recreation, therapy to so many wonderful people.
Thank you so much for letting me share our message.
And being responsible for Christian.
Thank you.
He's got an invitation. Next time he's going to be on.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.